Wenn das mal nicht Ezra Furman war mit Restless Year bei Flux FM. Die Morning Show am Nachmittag. Ezra ist im Studio, hat sich schon die Kopfhörer aufgesetzt. That's your microphone. Yeah, come closer. Okay. Even more.
All right.
Turn around the thing that the red dot is in front of you. Perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
Er hat sich eben schon mit seiner Gitarre eingespielt. Heute Abend ein exklusiver Gig bei uns im Fluxbau. Da freuen wir uns sehr. Ezra, for us, is always the singer guy, because you introduced yourself once im Fluxbau. Da freuen wir uns sehr. Ezra, for us, is always the singer guy, because you introduced yourself once here on the microphone. We're playing this bit of very often. And like, yeah, Ezra Furman, the singer guy. You are our singer guy.
That's my job. That's my official job title.
Yeah, official job title. Hat sich ganz schön schick gemacht heute. You, how do the people say in the South, you put on the dog? Do the people in Chicago say that as well?
Put on the dog?
Yeah, I just heard it in a film. I don't
know. Putting on the dog,
they
yeah.
They were in the South Alabama or somewhere. I've been putting on the dog. No.
I don't know. I've never heard anyone say that in conversation, but I have heard the phrase somewhere. It's probably a song or something.
Yeah. It says, what a pity that we don't have a webcam right now, because you'd really dress up for... Is this a skirt you're wearing?
It's a dress.
It's a dress.
Yeah.
It's a dress. Is it from Chicago?
It's from, I got in Oakland, California, actually, where
really?
I spend a lot of time.
Is it from Gianni Versace? Because the golden stuff looks really Versace style.
Yeah, no, it's from a thrift store. I don't buy anything expensive.
Of course, you wouldn't do that.
Couldn't do that.
Even if you had millions and millions in your account?
Oh, no, I would definitely spend lots of money if I had lots of money.
Yeah, would
but
you?
I don't.
Okay, not yet. Also er würde niemals viel Geld ausgeben, zumindest jetzt gerade nicht, weil er noch nicht so viel Kohle auf dem Konto hat. Aber wenn er Millionär wäre, dann würde das nur so rauskloppen. Er hat sein, ja, ein Kostüm an, was er, würde ich sagen, Damen so in den 80ern getragen haben, mit ordentlich Schulterpolstern, auch roter Lippenstift ist aufgesetzt und eine Schiebermütze, die einfach nur verführerisch ist. It's really nice. We're really happy to have you here. Last time you were here, we talked about whiskey. I remember that. And there was Jürgen involved. Jürgen, is he one of your band members?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. Where is Jürgen right now?
Where is he right now? I think he's asleep in a bed. We've been traveling, driving all night.
Yeah.
Two nights in a row.
Ah, from where? Did
from
you come?
First Paris to Vienna and then Vienna to here. And we had to be here both times in the early afternoon. And so we just drove right after the show, pretty much.
Yeah, that sounds so romantic when you say the names of the cities, but probably it's really hard sitting all the time in the bus.
Well, romance is difficult,
yeah,
as we all know.
When does romance occur?
Well, I like when it's 3 a.m. and you're... wake up in the car and you're at a gas station, you just look out onto a field where there's nothing there, just looking into the darkness.
Yeah.
There's a little romance. You get a wild feeling at those moments. But, you know, there's also Paris, I guess, is some kind of love city or something. We only were there for a couple of seconds.
So coming from Chicago, coming over to Europe for many times now, what is your favorite city? You don't have to say Berlin, but where do you think this is great? This is Europe. I love it here.
Whoa. Well, I do actually like Berlin a lot because, I mean, really the first time I came here, I had some strange and interesting experiences going to a lot of unlicensed bars and meeting a lot of strangers of the night. You know, I just spent like 48 hours exploring with somebody who lives here who I had never met before.
Okay, but that was nice. You had the full package of
It was very Berlin. It was very artsy and, you know, a little out of control, I suppose.
Well, that's the right night to experience the city. And you're today here with your band, The Boyfriends, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. And will you be playing new songs, old songs, everything that is in your pocket, or what's the plan for tonight?
Only the best for you.
Yeah, great. The greatest hits of Ezra Furman?
Well, I don't know about hits. I'm not sure.
Come on.
I want to play the best we have in our arsenal, you know?
Don't be so modest.
Anything that No, it's I wasn't trying to be modest. I'm saying we're better than any artist who has a greatest hits album.
Okay, that sounds much better. Much better. So how many people will be on stage? The boyfriends, how many others? Jürgen, of course, we got to know a little bit, who loves whiskey.
Is that how he made his trademark? That's his reputation
I don't
now?
Know. You said there was lots of whiskey involved when making the last album. So you said Jürgen brought all the whiskey and he loved it. And also you had to drink a little bit. Do you remember that? Maybe.
That's true. I mean, he's a good provider of whiskey.
Is he actually German or why is he called Jürgen?
He's of Norwegian descent, yeah. I think. But no, he's from Iowa, you know. He's from Des Moines, Iowa. No, we're not like a whiskey drinking, drug abusing kind of band, really. I mean, from time to time, you relax with a snifter of this or that, but all in moderation, you know?
Of course.
So, and, you know, even moderation in moderation. You don't want to have too much moderation.
And before a concert, there's even zero minus moderation.
Anything might happen. I've been taking it easy with the substances, personally.
Sehr gut. Er war also sehr brav, was das Zunehmen von Drogen angeht, jeglicher Art und Weise. Natürlich will er heute auch gut performen und deswegen kann er jetzt schon mal ein bisschen üben bei uns im Studio. Ezra Furman, which song are you going to play for us now?
It's a new one. It's called Hour of Deepest Need.
Could you please pull that microphone down to your guitar so maybe we can hear that one even better? Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, that looks perfect.
Let me.
Und ihr hört ihn jetzt live bei Flux FM. Und am Abend ist er im Fluxbau und spielt dort ein Konzert für euch. Da könnt ihr euch gleich auch noch auf die Gästeliste schreiben lassen von unseren charmanten Damen hier am Telefon. Jetzt aber erstmal Mr. Ezra Furman bei Flux FM.
This song actually does have whiskey in the lyrics.
See?
It's a real weeper. I think it's time you brought your face across the railroad to my place. I can't share this whiskey with you through the phone. And if we drink enough of it, you might just get me to admit that I never knew quite how to be alone. Sit on my back steps and intertwine our fingertips while you talk about the nice things that you once had. And if the turntable still starts, you can teach me how to waltz and I'll teach you how to feel really, really bad. Sometimes the wound hurts, powerful indeed. But sometimes you just got to let that sucker bleed. And when the sun drags in the day, will you be a thousand miles away in the hour of my deepest need. Well, they pile up around you, good and evil things you do, and the piles grow up higher with every breath. When you're down between two mountains and you're 28 and counting, that's the valley of the shadow
death. We can watch the silver moon, and I'll fall asleep too soon. Now the porch light draws the horseflies to their fate. Yeah, sometimes your company is just the thing to comfort me. But other times all I can do is just sit and wait. 'Cause sometimes the wound hurts powerful indeed. But sometimes you just got to let that sucker bleed. When the sun drags in the day, will you be a thousand miles away in the hour of my deepest?
Ezra Furman by Flux FM. That sounded nice. Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks.
You're going to play this tonight as well?
Oh, not tonight, not tonight. We favor the Fast and the Furious.
I just wanted to ask, because you're able to play loud songs, powerful songs, and also the quieter ones, the silent ones. So, yeah, you have to you know, be able to do this, and you can do it. Which do you prefer, or do you have to have both?
Prefer? Well, they're both, they're both necessary. Mm-hmm. I think for live shows, I can't help it. I want to get out some of that excess energy.
Yeah. And you got your boyfriends there who are probably a powerful band and who...
What a band.
Yeah.
What a band the boyfriends are. Saved my life.
Yeah.
They're so good. They saved my life.
Yeah. When was the moment when you realized these guys are really important for me musically?
You know, I put out this album, The Year of No Returning. I kind of made it, played a lot of instruments on it, got various people to play things, but there wasn't a band yet. And then when it came out, I was like, we got to put something together to go on tour. I kind of thought it was a temporary thing. I threw some people into a room together. It turned out to be sort of magical.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, yeah. Like something special happened right away.
And they were in for the ride as well. They didn't think it was temporary or after this gig, they wanted to be with you also and tour with you.
We kind of looked at each other and sensed something good was happening.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that we'd need to, you know, make records together, but...
Ja, Ezra ist heute Abend, wie gesagt, im Fluxbau und zwar mit seiner Band The Boyfriends, die er eigentlich nur mal so zusammengerufen hatte, weil sie ja was aufgenommen haben und auch mal so einmalig dann zusammen auf der Bühne spielen wollten und dann waren sie im Studio und er merkte und sie auch, boah, das klappt mit uns ja perfekt und seitdem sind sie unzertrennlich und vor allen Dingen mit dieser Band kann er auch die lauteren, rasanteren Songs spielen und das wird er heute Abend machen und da seid ihr herzlich zu eingeladen zu diesem exklusiven Gig, erst Fraser A. Gorman und danach Ezra Furman im Fluxbau. Jetzt anrufen und euch auf die Gästeliste schreiben lassen. 030 2000 9000 030 2000 9000. It was a pleasure always having you here.
Nice to be here again, my home away from home.
You're a regular resident and we want to have you here. You're our local hero for the moment.
Thank you.
So have a great concert. Come back anytime. And we are going to listen to a little bit of your music more. We are hearing Caroline Jones. Ezra Furman by Flux FM. Dankeschön.